Have you ever noticed that different bowls have different head markings? In this video, I'll take the mystery out of this and I'll show you what these mean. Because manufacturers don't just decorate the bowl for the aesthetic value. These hex head markings have specific meanings and they refer to the material the fastener is made of. Not only the nuts, not only the heads, but also the nuts are marked to match the bolts. Now, you can see here, some of them stay upright and some don't. Some of them are smooth and they also have letters. So let's start with the easy ones, these letters. This one says N, manufacturer's marking there. The N, maybe I should turn it a little bit. There, manufacturer's mark. This triangle is manufacturer's mark, and this here is another lowercase n, manufacturer's mark. This one has an uppercase letter P, manufacturer's mark. So don't worry about those. What matters here is counting whiskers. What kind of whiskers? These ones. On this one, you can see it's got three whiskers on it in a particular arrangement. That one also has three in the same arrangement. This one has six whiskers. One, two, three, four. There's a fifth one here and the sixth one there. And maybe a little, come on in a little closer. See if the camera can focus. There we go. Six whiskers on that one. And these correspond, like I said, to the material of the bolt and its strength. Take a look at this one here. There is two, how do I do this? I fold it in half, somewhere around here. Okay, there's two organizations that are involved with hex head markings. One is the Society of Automotive Engineers, and they have their head markings. Right away you can recognize this one, which corresponds to this one. How do I hold this one to make it work? Something like that. Nope. But, there we go. So, three whiskers here, three whiskers in the picture. And you can see the material of the bolt, that it has to be medium carbon steel. It has to be quenched and tempered. Not only that, but it has to have a tensile strength of 120,000 PSI. That's how these numbers read. Sorry, not 120, 105,000 PSI. Wrong line there. So for this bolt, where is it? There, this biggie. Its tensile strength must be 105,000 PSI because it is bigger than inch and an eighth. Now, the other organization is called ASTM, and the ASTM hex head markings are a combination of letters and whiskers. You can also see either nothing on a hex head, as in the case of this. There's only a manufacturer's uppercase letter P on it, or you can see three whiskers in that arrangement and letters saying A325. Or that one, and that's also A325, but three whiskers in that arrangement. And three whiskers in that arrangement as well also exist. And these are the hex head markings for the ASTM bolts, American Society for Testing and Materials. And they develop standards. And so the manufacturer, like this one, if they pick low carbon steel, and they make a bolt out of it, whatever the size of it, between 1/4 inch and 4 inch, it's got to have a tensile strength of 60,000 PSI. I'll explain this tensile strength in a sec. So you get this idea, and these tables are widely available on the internet. Just Google it. So that's how these hex head markings work for bolts and nuts as well. You can see unmarked, and you can see some special marks. Yep, like on this one, it's kind of hard to see, but there are some lines around this nut here for this anchor bolt, and those lines would correspond to one of these nuts, and you can see the ASTM standard number there. So this is how the nuts are marked. You can see materials they're chosen for the bolts, or sorry, nuts, and their proof load and their hardness. Now, on the sheet for nuts, proof load is listed, and on the sheet for bolts, tensile strength is listed. So I'm gonna explain with this super small spring what those terms mean. When bolts are tested, they are put into a clamp and it's pulled apart in this direction, that way and that way, much like you would stretch out a slinky. I don't have a slinky, and this coil spring, it kind of resembles more a threaded fastener than a slinky. So I'm gonna stretch on this one. I know it's a small item, but you know that you can stretch a spring a certain amount and it returns to its original size. Say if its length is this much, and I can stretch it, say this much, and then it returns to its original size, and I stretched this much extra on it there, and it returns conveniently to its original size. Now, this is where tensile strength and proof strength comes in. Metal items, even though this is not coiled, but it does stretch a little bit, and it is flexible to a certain degree. Before metals break, they stretch a certain amount. The concept of proof load means that certain force is applied to the slinky, and it returns to its original shape and size. You know that you can only stretch a slinky so far, and if you overstretch it, it will not get back to its original size. Okay? So the proof load is at that limit, and it's specific to the slinky, it's specific to the size of the slinky and the material of the slinky, or the size and material of a bolt. And it's easy to see that on a threaded, let me just put this one in here, on a threaded fastener, if the nut is over tightened on it, the tightening procedure or the act of tightening is stretching and pulling the bolt longer and longer, and after a while the amount of force applied through the nut is gonna stretch out the fastener so much that that it's not gonna get any tighter anymore. It's just gonna stretch and strip the thread. So that proof load represents that limit. And tensile strength, TH, yep, is also a force. The amount of force needed for a fastener to be broken when it's pulled in two opposite directions. That's why the tensile strength amounts are so many thousands of pounds. It's a huge amount, like this one, 120,000 pounds of force is needed to take apart a fastener with such hex head markings. And the proof load of nuts and bolts, because nuts are stubby and chunky, they take a higher amount of proof load, and they still retain their dimensional accuracy, and they are not taken over the yield point. The yield point is where the slinky stretches out so much that it doesn't return to its original size. So that's the meaning of these hex head markings. So next time, when you have, for example, an anchor bolting job and you lose one of the nuts, think twice what kind of nut you're going to be replacing, a lost factory original nut, or when you're replacing a lost bolt that, say, mounts your engine in a car. Think twice before you replace a bolt that would otherwise cost you at the dealership, say, $3 a piece, something from the corner or neighborhood hardware store that would cost you 15 cents a piece. Think about it twice, okay? Unless their head markings are identical, they're not gonna perform in an identical manner, and they can easily fail if they are substandard.